Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 47. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track by Amyl and the Sniffers. The song is called Got You, and it's on the band's self-titled album. It came out May of this year, May 24th, on ATO Records, that band based out of Melbourne in Australia. A fantastic punk record, lots of energy, and lots of nice guitar solos, lots of just energy, really good rock and roll there as well. I think you probably heard a 7-inch a couple months ago on the podcast, and this full-length does not disappoint. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you, and it's going to keep your heart going for quite a while here. This is a track from the band Ramona.
Oh,
That's a solid 1-2 punch there, starting off with Ramona from Philadelphia, PA. The song's called Not Your Token. It's on the album Deals. Came out June 7th on Red Scare Industries. It's a punk record. It's a pop punk record. It's an emo record. At least those lyrics are, but that's okay. Even an old man like me can identify with them. It's got a lot of energy, and I love those overlapping vocals. I'm going to keep that one around for a while. And then we heard from Bad Sleep from Olympia, Washington. The song is called Fix My Head. It's on the band's self-titled debut that'll be out soon, August 14th on Specialist Subjects Records. And that one is a very solid record as well. So two winners right there. You should hunt both of those down. We'll slow things down just a little bit, but not too much here. Here's a track from Kansas City's own Brewinger. It's called Bad Vibrations.
Yeah.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from the producers from Atlanta, Georgia, with the track What's He Got? That's on the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1981 on Portrait Records. I played a track from their second record a few weeks ago on the podcast, liked it well enough, and I went out and found their first one. Easy one to find, used in just about every record store in town and pretty cheap. If not, you can find that one on Discogs if you're really into that sort of pop rock, power pop, skinny tie, 1980 or so sound. Before that, we heard from Berwanger with the track Bad Vibrations. That was on his new album, Watching a Garden Die. It came out June 28th on Wiretap Records. It's a mix of a lot of sounds, not straight up power pop, but a lot of pedal steel, a lot of kind of alt country feel, or as he puts it, it's got a bit of a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon vibe. Not sure exactly how that all fits together, but it does. Films a little more like his last album, Star Invaders there, so give that one a listen. I'm sure you can find it on all the streaming sites. See if that's something that excites you. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. No rest for the wicked. I got a double shot here from Rumbar Records, starting things off with Mono and Stereo.
Picking up at home.
wrap it up, boys. I got a flight to catch. That is Cheap Gunslingers from St. Petersburg, Florida, with the song Junkie Friends. That's on the band's self-titled debut. Came out June 21st on Rum Bar Records. It's kind of a proto-punk thing, I guess. A little rock and roll, a lot of grit. Maybe a little too much grit for me, but maybe it'll grow on me. Before that, we heard from Mono and Stereo with the track Different Kind of Man. And that's on a new EP called Can't Stop the Bleeding. Also came out June 21st on Rum Bar Records. That Rockford, Illinois band has my number there. Maybe it's dad rock. Maybe it's Heartland rock. I don't know. It's all anthemic. It's big. It's wonderful. Sounds like punk rock to me. And I couldn't be happier to hear that. Hopefully I can figure out how to get them down to Kansas City as soon as that's a band I think I need to see live and in a really small club. Anyway, I guess we should wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 487. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up here. We've got Connor Oberst playing at Prescott Park in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on the 17th. That's where you'll find me. But for my friends in Kansas City, you're going to want to be at Snail Mail at the Granada on the 17th. Field Day Fest rolls into town on the 18th through the 20th in Lawrence. Lots of great shows happening there, especially that Kid Congo show on the 20th at the Granada. It is free. It is all ages. You should definitely be there. On the 23rd, Built to Spills at the Madrid. And on the 27th, Seesaw makes their return to the Mini Bar. On the 28th, Bad Cop, Bad Cop is at the Record Bar. And they've got a great supporting lineup. Don't remember who that is, but that's definitely an event to be at. August 10th, Old 97's at the Madrid. The 14th, Pinback is playing at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Hank Von Hell is at the Riot Room. And then looking into September, we got Teenage Bottle Rockets, Griff Rees, American Football, Sidekicks, Baby Metal, Fruit Bat, Bleach, Obituary, Napalm Death. So many shows coming to town, and I will be here for so few of them. So hopefully you can go make it up for me. Keep rock and roll alive in the town while I'm off doing work far away on the East Coast. On the website, not a whole lot new. I do have photos and video from that Bill Callahan and Heidi Gluck show a couple weekends ago or a couple years ago, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. But and those are out there if you want to take a look. Anyway, I got one track left for you here. It's a band called The Speedways. Originally, I guess they weren't a band. It was kind of one man, one time project, and that was it. But success breeds interest, I guess. And it was just a fantastic power pop record. And now it's a real band. And I think the first step for this real band was to record a follow-up. And they've done that with a quick 7-inch. It is the Seen Better Days 7-inch. Seen Better Days, I think, was the standout track from the first album. And it's got a new B-side, and that's what I'll be playing for you here. A cover of Christy McCall's fantastic They Don't Know. That's a hard one to follow up with, but the band does it justice here. So we're going to play a track from that, or that track rather. Again, this one, I think the 7-inch may be sold out. If not, look online, Snap Records or Hurrah Musica, depending on I guess what region you're in. This is a track from the Speedways. It's called They Don't Know. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.